accepted. Item 1287, also a report.
Accept.
Thank you, Randy.
Accept bid of Three Kings Environmental, Inc. for the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 project for $2,472,471.
Good morning again. Larry Palat, Procurement Services. You have before you the procurement report recommending a contract award to Three Kings Environmental, St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2, $2,472,470. July 18, 2018, Council approved the ordinance to solicit this project as a standard low bid. Project was advertised in the city's electronic procurement system. Notice of intent to award was issued November 9, 2018. And this report seeks approval for Three Kings in the amount of $2,472,470, which is 40% under the engineer's estimate. There was a slight adjustment in scope, but it's still a very, very good deal. This project is a federally funded highway project, and as such, the city's standard goal of 20% COBID certified firms for participation is not applicable. Federal projects recognize the DBE, or Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Certification, only. The Oregon Department of Transportation is the grantor and manager of the federal funds assigned to these types of projects, and for the DBE's goal granted by ODOT was only 2%. It's unfortunate. PBOT's been working really hard to get higher goals, but sometimes ODOT's just not terribly cooperative. Under this one, Three Kings Environmental has committed to 4.89%, so they're over double the actual goal. Three Kings Environmental is located in Vancouver, Washington. They are not an Oregon State certified COBID contractor. They do have a current City of Portland business tax license and registration in full compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If the council has questions relative to the bidding process or the goals, I can answer those. I do have somebody from PBOT in the audience if you have a project question.
So is Three Kings the general contractor for the truck strategy improvements?
Yes.
Okay.
Three Kings Environmental, they are the general contractor.
Okay.
I'll entertain a motion.
Move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Saltzman, a second from Commissioner Udaly. Please call the roll.
Udaly.
Well, thank you for that. To date, the main concern with this project voiced by community members is centered around project delay. With the project now having gone through the bidding process and the current council action to enter into a contract with a low bidder, there are no foreseeable potential delays. The project is anticipated at this point to start construction in January. That's approximately 6 months later than originally anticipated, but I'm pleased we're finally on our way to getting this much-needed project done. Thank you again, and I vote aye.
Fritz?
Hooray.
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Yeah, it's great to see the actual construction getting going on the St. John's Truck Improvement Strategy. Thanks to Rich Newland at PBOT for all of his blood, sweat, and tears over this. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks to PBOT. Thanks, Commissioner Udaly. Aye. Report's adopted.